This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com as we kick off another week of fun here tonight. It's Ian in the studio.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Your phone number here, 800-259-9231. Right to the calls. In fact, we've got a special guest joining us here tonight from the woods of Grafton, New Hampshire, which means the connection may be a little bit spotty. Hopefully we'll get lucky here with him. The Emperor himself, the Emperor of Free Grafton, also known as Evan. Evan, are you with us?
I think so.
All right. Well, how did you become the Emperor, just as an aside, before we get to what outrageous things happened up here this weekend in New Hampshire?
Do what? Emperor?
Yeah, how did you become the Emperor?
Oh, well, we had a legitimate here in Free Grafton.
I think
people voted.
Now, yeah. when was this election?
I think it was on November 2nd.
Okay, because I had heard that there was an ambassador selected.
Election.
Yeah, I had heard there was an ambassador selected on November 2nd, but not...
That's right.
Okay, what about the emperor? When were you elected?
Well, the last in the town Grafton had an actual election. I'm kind of foggy on exactly what date it was.
I see. So was it earlier? I guess probably one of those midterm elections or something like that. All right, so let's see if we can get to this here. I know that we've got a really crappy connection, so... I don't know how this is going to work out, but essentially over the weekend, and the video is posted right now over at freekeen.com, but over the weekend there was another event at the Concord Federal Building. The federal government has a big courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire, and there has been some events there happening on a monthly, a monthly occurrence. They're called Tilting at Windmills. Frequently activists will get dressed up in costume. I know that Russell and Kat Canning, the publishers of the New Hampshire Free Press, were there dressed as prisoners, like a federal prisoner in orange garb and like a bag over their head. That kind of dress. They were there, and then there were some other activists there with video cameras, and you were there as well. So apparently there's been this tradition of chalking that has started up within the last few months at this Tilting at Windmills event. Last month, Russell Canning was arrested and ticketed for the chalking. And then this month, they took things a little bit further and arrested his wife, Kat Canning, as well as you, Evan. You both were arrested this weekend for the same vicious crime of chalking on the sidewalk in front of the federal building. So what was your experience? I mean, you were arrested second after Kat was arrested because you, disobeyed their demands that you, be an obedient little serf and put down the piece of chalk?
I didn't hear him make any demands.
So they just came right up and just arrested you without even giving you any kind of warning?
I wasn't personally warned.
Gotcha.
But I saw Kat being... dragged away, and so I wrote Free Cat on there.
What was the charge that they have filed against you?
Disobeying a lawful order, I think.
Okay. And so they want $125, as I understand it, out of you. Do you intend to pay that?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Yeah, I wonder what they're. I mean, how can they? You know, they give you a ticket. What are you, do you get a day in court over this? I mean, how does that work? How are they going to get their $120 out of you?
I'm not sure. The guy before he left said, but I'm not going to. I could make the court appearance mandatory. Okay.
He said he could make it mandatory, but he's not going to?
Yeah.
Well, that means that if you don't pay, I would imagine it'll still be mandatory. I know they've arrested Russell in the past for, some nonsense, and he didn't pay, and I believe he ended up in court, whether that was mandatory or not. But, I mean, I would guess that it's only not mandatory if you decide to cut him a check. That's my guess.
That sounds better.
Yeah. So I know that Jason Talley was there from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. He's the guy that put the video together. And Michelle, you had said you have not yet seen this video footage. Mark, you just watched it before the show tonight. What did what were your impressions of what was going on there?
Well, I think they did a good job as far as showing that there was a little girl that was chalking also.
Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah,
and
that's important.
You know, they didn't do anything to the little girl who was drawing flowers. The peace activists, which were, essentially drawing graffiti with chalk, they did arrest them. I think it draws up an interesting question. Is this a level of vandalism? Clearly, what level of vandalism is acceptable?
How's it vandalism? It's not permanent and it's not private property.
If I came to your house and I colored it in violet chalk,
this isn't my house. This is the federal government's building.
Indeed.
And it's the sidewalk in front of the building.
There are issues.
It's stolen money.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with all those things. That doesn't change the fact that it's, you know, that it would legitimately be called vandalism.
Drawing on the chalk on the sidewalk with chalk was an instrumental part of my youth. We played hopscotch.
So many people have, and it's interesting that they're choosing. You know, it's about what you're drawing here, right? Like, so drawing hopscotch things on the sidewalk is vandalism, is the same as drawing, you know, stop the war and peace activist slogans. But they only go after the people that are drawing the peace activist slogans. So it's interesting.
By that same logic, though, the government also owns the airspace. So maybe we shouldn't even be able to speak out into the air. Maybe we shouldn't be able to hold signs in the air. I mean, how far are we going to take it?
I don't agree that it's vandalism at all. The definition of vandalism is deliberately mischievous or malicious destruction or damage of property. It's in no way damaged any property or destroyed any property.
If somebody came and put chalk drawings all over my house, I would call
that. That's your house. You own that house.
Right.
This is public property.
Now we're talking about ownership issues. So, I mean, you know, is it the tragedy of commons? Certainly. Everything that's owned in common is an issue, but it doesn't change that. In fact, to this property, no matter who the owner is, it's vandalism.
No, it's not, because no damage was done. No damage
Mark,
was done. It's chalk.
Question.
Go ahead, Evan. I'm sorry.
If someone did come and chalk up the sidewalk around your house or put chalk on your house, what would you do?
You know, if somebody is chalking my house, I'm gonna get them off. I mean, you know, they need to go away.
Violence to get them off of your property?
What would you do? I mean, I really don't know what I do. I've never had to deal with somebody who is, putting chalk on my house.
But there's a trespassing issue there too, though. So
sure,
you have the
sure.
right and the authority to remove that person from your property, right?
Yeah, I would say that you do.
So then the sidewalk is owned by whom?
That's really what it all comes down to, is who owns this stuff. We're told
no one legitimately owns it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's so difficult to talk about these issues of government.
You could argue that I homesteaded that unowned property when I applied my labor and my chalk to it.
Yeah, I think that I think you're going to have a difficult time, arresting the documented piece of paper that says the government says that they own that piece of property that they stole from somebody at some other point.
Well, he could argue that, though, Mark, and it's a legitimate argument. Whether the men with guns,
you'll have
care
an opportunity to go
question.
To Torque. I don't to go to court. I don't think they'll care much.
Well, I think we'll hold our own courts. I'm not really interested in playing their game anymore.
That's what I love about what's going on up in Free Grafton right now with the Free Grafton elections just this couple weeks ago, where you guys actually had a table set up outside of the voting location where all of the, you know, the regular sheep were going to cast their votes, and you had the your own table, and you had your own election. It was really great, and it was very, very creative, and I hope that other people will do that.
Well, I'm not sure of the date, but I hear there's another election coming up soon, a Shire-wide election for a judge. My endorsement as the emperor is for Gagan.
Oh, there you go. He was the guy that was in the video, actually, that folks can see over at freekeen.com. He made the phone call, the port 411, giving folks a heads up about what was happening. When they took you back in the office, did anything interesting transpire you'd like to tell us about?
I had some nice conversations with him.
If there's anything you want to highlight, well, I'd be interested in hearing what it is. Evan was arrested, the emperor, by the way, of Free Grafton, elected, duly elected.
What's his term?
That's a good question you should ask when we come back. More with Evan here in a moment, if he can hang on, if we can keep the cell phone signal from out in the woods there. 800-259-9231. The video is outrageous, by the way, of these folks being arrested. It's incredibly violent. All of this for chalking. You can see that at freekeen.com. We're coming up.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally. with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
If you're currently on a diet to get your weight down to a more healthy level, congratulations. Maintaining a healthy weight is one of the most important things you can do for your overall health. While dieting, the idea isn't to deprive yourself or to always feel hungry, so make sure that you include nutrient-rich superfruits into the diet. Try to stay away from fried foods and junk foods and excessive sweets and dairy and breads and alcohol. These will definitely derail your diet plans. Because it can be difficult to make sure you get all of the nutrients, especially B vitamins and fiber, in your daily diet to not feel hungry, Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice that contains the acai berry, the superfruit that ensures you get the proper amounts of both fiber and nutrients. Acai berry juice from Genesis Today tastes fantastic, is loaded with B vitamins, fiber, protein, and helps you feel full and supports healthy weight control. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice in the morning to help you maintain a healthy body every day.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free, so enjoy those. Live streams are there, broadband version and dial-up version of the show, available around the clock, so you get the latest episode of Free Talk Live anytime you tune into our streams. Plus, there's our webcam, our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. We've got a satellite channel, of course, over 80 wonderful radio affiliates as well. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in.
If you like Taryn Lupo's history pieces on the LCL Report, then check out his new historical fiction novel, Pirates of Savannah is an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, and society's cast-off, joining together to escape from government tyranny and discovering a path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was like in the 1700s and loaded with real, obscure historical events that time has nearly erased and buried. Taryn's doing an experiment in intellectual property and taking a risk by just giving the ebook away completely free. You can check out, I think there's 20-plus chapters available now at piratesofsavannahbook.com. piratesofsavannahbook.com.
Toll-free number tonight, 800-259-9231. We've got the Emperor on the line, the Emperor of Free Grafton. As duly elected, Evan is with us here after being arrested this weekend, detained behind closed doors in the federal building in Concord, New Hampshire, along with Kat Canning, the publisher of the New Hampshire Free Press at newhampshirefreepress.com. Evan, are you? Do you have a blog anywhere that people can follow you, or is it pretty much freegrafton.com for you?
I don't really have a blog of my own yet, and it's pretty sparse that I post on Free Grafton. I guess occasionally I'll post there.
I know that at the very least others are posting about you as the Emperor. You know, you probably should have other people do your posting for you. So
what's your term there as Emperor?
I'm not sure. I do know, though, that the duties of the Emperor include, and are strictly limited to, five things: official, unofficial, officially unofficial, unofficially official, and or officious.
I missed everything before officially, unofficial. There was a little gap there. The duties are what, all that official stuff? Uh-oh. We may have lost the cell phone connection.
Cell phone.
Oh, hello?
Yeah, there you are.
One more try, man. We're going to give it one more shot. The duties are what before all the official stuff? I'm just curious as to what you said. Not going to work out. I'm afraid this conversation is unfortunately over. It's one of the problems with living. Thank you for the call tonight, though, Emperor Evan from Grafton. One of the problems with living in Grafton is, even though there isn't really much of a government, there also isn't really much of a signal for cell phone coverage.
There's not a lot of civilization either.
Or internet, right.
But I'd like to point out that Free Grafton has been extraordinarily successful.
Oh, absolutely.
In its, their pursuit of a sort of free town, if you want to call a few houses nestled in the woods a town. Because they had to go all the way to Manchester, all the way to Concord to get their trouble. So the Free Graftonites had to pick up out of Grafton and go into enemy-occupied territory in order to have trouble.
Those people there are really active in pursuing freedom for other people, such as Jason Talley, and he's doing a piece on Weta Claus right now and helping him. And
Jason's been doing some amazing work. He's the executive director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, as you well know, Michelle. Yes. CDEvolution.org is the place to go. In fact, that's where the main story is about this. The video I put up at freekeen.com, but Jason wrote up a piece over at
Tally TV or...
No, it's CDEvolution.org. Over 20 Shire activists met at the federal building in Concord for street theater, chalk, and fun. And also, according to the event page on Facebook, to let the feds know we don't like all the killing, torture, stealing. Kat and Russell Canning traveled from Free Grafton to provide the street theater, dressing up as iconic torture victims of the U.S. federal government. Among the chalk tags the activists made were "End the Police State," "End the Wars," "Free the Drug War Victims," and "Government is Violence." Seemingly, as an attempt to prove the protesters correct, armed men from the Department of Homeland Security attacked Kat Canning as she chalked "Taxes Equal Theft" on the pavement in front of the federal building. After struggling with the non-compliant Kat, they put her in chains and dragged her inside.
They didn't just do that. I mean, she wasn't entirely, gone limp, but she did go to the ground. She didn't appear to want her hands, shackled together. But they just drug her by those handcuffs. So they really dug into her.
$125 ticket for disobeying a lawful order. She was released to her concerned friends and then spoke to Tally.tv about her experience during her captivity. Free Grafton's Emperor Evan wrote "Free Cat" in chalk and was quickly accosted by an employee of DHS with the assistance from an employee in the private firm Security Services SS. Interesting alliteration there. As they attempted to put Evan in chains, the young emperor heroically finished another free cat chalking. It's very dramatic, actually, when you watch the video of him attempting to continue chalking despite being in the process of being arrested by these federal thugs.
Yeah, he almost got his arms broken.
Yeah, it was really horrifying to watch that. Evan spent 3 hours with his federal government captors because he refused to identify himself. Eventually, his release was secured by Free Grafton's ambassador, Weta Claus, and Evan was returned home to his peaceful Shire home that evening. Signs were sparse during the event as activists opted for cameras and chalk. The signs that were there read taxes, pay for war and torture, U.S. out of New Hampshire, and simply no. The event was covered by Shire independent media makers, and the video is right there on the front page of freekeen.com. Now, it's my understanding that the chalking is not done. There are going to be more chalkings in the future that I hope that the next one, because I didn't even know about this one, like the word had not gotten to me. I was not invited to the Facebook, or maybe I missed it or something like that. But now there's a new calendar up over at cdevolution.org, which is actually beginning to aggregate different events and happenings from different parts of New Hampshire. Right now, it's CD Evolution has their own calendar as far as things that CD Evolution is tied directly into, and then they also have calendars that are being aggregated from freegrafton.com and also freekeen.com. There is a brand new Free Concord. There's also the new Free Manch. I don't think they have calendars quite yet, but eventually once they do, I imagine we'll have them all aggregated into the same place through the magic of Google over at cdevolution.org, which is excellent. So if you want to see what's going on up here in New Hampshire, you can go to cdevolution.org, click over to events. Maybe you can't make it up to back these great activists up in person, maybe you, or at least not right away. Maybe you're coming, but you can't get here sooner rather than later. You could, if you wanted to, contribute to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. There are a few different ways to do that, and it's a great way to help back these folks up when they need that help, when they need that assistance, whether that means paying for some commissary while they're in jail, so to make things a little bit more comfortable for them, or whether that means helping them pay for instance, like some legal fees to bring a liberty-friendly lawyer on board, doing outreach as well, and advertising and spreading the word about civil disobedience. Those are some of the areas that I think the money has been used for so far. Mark, you're on the board with me, so if
sounds
I'm missing
right.
something.
Yeah.
And it's still a relatively new organization, and there's always room for new ideas and new people to get involved. And it's I'm glad we have it here in New Hampshire, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. All right, still to come here tonight, your calls, of course, about whatever it is that's on your mind, 800-259-9231. I know, Michelle, you've been talking with or you certainly know a lot about this guy that has been charged with $10,000 in civil penalties. For,
John
I guess,
Tyner in San Diego, that's correct.
For not being scanned at the TSA?
He refused
basically.
To be scanned as well as groped.
We will find out what is going on with that and take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. News updates are available. You can get signed up and be kept in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can follow us via Twitter or Facebook or email over at news.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable? SACL CAI handles accounts receivable. They handle your customers with respect. You will not be sorry for using SACL CAI. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big advocate for liberty. As a matter of fact, they can handle all kinds of issues that have to do with telephony, whether you want to contact a group of people for, say, a campaign or that sort of thing. It's SACL CAI. Their banner is at the top right-hand side of freetalklive.com.
So over this past weekend, there were about 20 activists out in front of the federal courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire, and they were engaging in some chalking, amongst other things, sign-holding and videoing. But there was some adults and a young girl, I don't know how old she was, certainly under 10, maybe 7 or younger.
She looked younger.
Who was also chalking there. Yeah, it might have been 5, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm 5.
Yeah, she was there chalking, and for whatever reason they decided to arrest the adults but not the child for chalking. And we had Emperor Evan on the line from Grafton. The phone connection wasn't so great. He believes he has a better signal. We're going to give it one last try here to see if we can get the inside story as to what happened when they took him away. And very forcefully, by the way, this was not a nice arrest. It was very dramatic. Evan was attempting to continue his chalking as they were arresting him. And the video you can see for yourself over at freekeen.com. Just the outrageousness, the idea that in the supposed land of the free with free speech and freedom to assemble and all that, that one can't even chalk some designs on the sidewalk. I mean, it's just absolutely ludicrous what's happening here. Evan, are you with us? And what did you have to tell us? Go ahead.
I think I'm with you.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, when they took me in, they wanted me to identify myself, and I didn't have any of their government papers on them on me. So I told them my name. I said, I answered most of their questions, but they said that I couldn't prove it, that I couldn't prove who I said I was because I didn't have any of their papers.
Well, they tell you that you're innocent until proven guilty in this country, so I guess they'd have to prove that you weren't who you said you were.
I don't know.
No, that's just in theory, Mark.
Yes, I understand.
So how did you end up getting out?
Eventually they had to call in some guy, Therian. It's like apparently the Homeland Security director for Northern New England or something
right.
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's the head of the Federal Protective Service, as they are called, and he has been involved in arresting liberty activists up here in the past.
Yeah, and he... He asked me, well, we really wanted to get you out here, so just have some way we could verify your identity. And I said, well, I'm surprised you don't know who I am. Your organization has kidnapped me repeatedly in the past, so you'd think you guys would have some record of that.
Well, was this the first time you've been arrested by the feds?
Yeah,
they don't tend to communicate too well. I mean, despite all of their talk about how computerized they are and how connected they are, maybe they're not as connected as they want us to think that they are. I don't know.
It's not a real bright bunch.
Well, did they take your fingerprints at this point? Had they taken your fingerprints?
They've taken fingerprints in the past.
But did they take them this time?
Other place. Here today.
Did they take them?
Day.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Did they take them today? And had they taken them?
No, they didn't.
Well, then there's no way for them to know. Who you are, unless they would just remember. It's not like they have face recognition software.
Yeah, is that
like
what they did? Is it that he just recalled you?
Well, he ended up calling Manchester, which were the last criminals that held me, and I said they should remember me because they made me wear a mask and gloves when I was in jail. So. Sure enough,
and that was because you wouldn't take the TB test, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. So what else happened inside there that you want to share with our audience? Any interesting conversation between you and the gangsters?
Yeah, interesting. That's for sure. I kept asking them how much they got paid to do this, and they never answered that question. But
no surprise there.
I'm watching the video, Evan, and I can see the guy, as he's handcuffing you, has his foot and from his knee down pressed against your crotch. It doesn't look like it felt too good.
Yep. And we're losing his cell phone signal. Evan, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the information. The video speaks for itself. It's just so absolutely absurd and outrageous all at the same time. The idea that you'd have to arrest someone for writing in chalk on a sidewalk that is ostensibly public property out front of a building that was paid for by stolen money is just so absurd and such a perfect example of how far these government people have come from their supposed liberty-oriented constitutions where, you know, the freedom of speech is enshrined and it's the First Amendment and, you know, it's so important. And no, there's some people out front chalking on the sidewalk on a Saturday afternoon. We're going to have to go out and threaten them and then arrest them. That's where we are today, right, in this country.
You know, I this chalking thing, it kind of sticks in my craw a little bit, because I understand it's not permanent, and certainly it's not taking a can of fluorescent orange spray paint and spraying these slogans on the ground. I get that, but I can't, and obviously, it's littering to stand around with a sign, right? And I mean, you're littering the sidewalk with your sign while you stand there and you hold your message. But it seems like somewhere in the in between, right? Like, you know, somewhere
no,
between.
No, it doesn't.
Ludicrous
it's chalk. It's just chalk. Kids put chalk on the ground all the time.
There's definitely a disparity.
Not going to last
in the
next. You know, it's not going to last through the first rain. It's not going to last through a few days of people walking on it.
Would it be okay if they drug the kids off too? Though, I mean, I'm not.
No, it wouldn't be okay.
That.
But I think it shows.
We have another story of a child with another lemonade stand kind of thing.
You do? I didn't know.
I've actually got another one of those, and they're all over. But you couldn't run. I mean, if I just used my son Jack as a front for my business, should I not have to pay taxes? I mean,
you shouldn't have to pay taxes.
I concur with you, but you know,
stop paying them.
At some point, it gets ludicrous.
Can you put signs here in New Hampshire? I'm not real savvy on the laws because, quite frankly, I just don't care.
Yeah, me neither.
But are you allowed lawfully to put signs on telephone poles and things like that?
I have no idea.
Post handbills as well.
Are you allowed to do that?
I couldn't say. I mean, I really couldn't say.
Because I'm curious. We just had the election here in New Hampshire and everywhere else, and signs are allowed to be placed on these public.
Yep.
Yeah, it's probably there's probably some sort of an exemption for that for election purposes.
Yeah, they're supposed to be collected at this point, but I can tell you they're not all up, and they never are.
I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
You know,
it's certainly true. If you're allowed to post handbills and people get away with posting handbills, that much is true. And I don't look at handbills as litter, and I don't really look at chalking as litter either. But I'm just trying to look at this.
So then you agree that these people should have been left alone, then, right?
I don't know. I mean,
you don't know.
At some point or another, it just gets ludicrous. I mean, if you come out there with a crew of people and just chalk,
yeah, let's do that next month. As a matter of fact,
chalk the whole building. You know, I mean, at some point or another, it comes
chalk the whole building because these are a bunch of criminals. This is a criminal gang who purportedly respect certain rights about freedom of speech and all this other nonsense
their
that they cite in their constitution.
Their job is to protect those rights, supposedly.
Purportedly, right? Yeah, so they don't. And so the hell with them. I say chalk all over their GD building.
And
who do they think they are? I mean, if this is the worst that happens to them, is they get their building chalked, they should consider themselves lucky. Considering what some of the people out there think about them and what they want to do to them. Now, I think that chalking is an entirely peaceful activity, and I highly support it. Because other people out there, if they didn't have an outlet for, say, chalking or speaking, then their anger might build up a little bit and maybe result in some violence being taken against these federal gangsters.
Yep. Kat had bruises on her wrist.
Yeah, she was harmed.
These are a mean group of people that are hurting people. And you can't get behind chalking?
Well, I have a problem with chalking. Yeah, I think it might be vandalism.
Wow. Sad. You're sad. 800-259-9230. You are sad,
man. How about throwing a Molotov cocktail through a cop car's window? Is that violent?
Sad, sad, man. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Just go cower in a corner.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free and taking control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us here on the phones, or you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price.
I did it.
You did?
I did. I bought a camera. Yes, it was very easy.
What kind of camera? Like a video camera or like a still camera?
A still camera. I bought it for Faisal for his birthday.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Has he already got it, or does he not know?
No, he got it already.
Okay. Wait for him to be listening, and then. Yeah.
So, yeah, amazon.freetalklive.com. It's the same old Amazon. You're just entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We can go back to the chalking issue in a moment here, but first, Kenny, the playa, is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Kenny?
A couple of things I had on my mind, but the first one I want to talk about is the status quo.
Man, this is not a good night for phone calls, is it, Kenny? Doggone it. Well, maybe we'll hear back from him here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Is it a full moon tonight?
I don't know why that matters.
It's the electromagnetic waves that I'm emitting from my last visit through a scanner.
Maybe it was. Maybe it's Sam's like prediction thing that was supposed to go down.
It's today.
Yeah. Today. I poked a little fun at him today. I called. No, it was yesterday. Actually, the 14th was when that was supposed to happen. So I called.
What
him
happened
today.
Yesterday?
I don't know.
There's a huge synergy going on right now on the planet as far as people protesting airport security and these crackdowns. So, I mean, I suppose it's historians get to do it to identify these things, and usually in the long run. Something very important could have happened yesterday. We just don't know what the effects are until much later.
Could be. It could be like, you know, the butterfly flapping its wings over in China creates a hailstorm in Minnesota or something like that.
But yeah. That's the wonderful thing about trends that are, that's so interesting. You know, if you look at whether it's financial trends or fashion trends, the short skirts will be popular simultaneously throughout. And now that we have the internet and we have telephones, it's easy to go, oh, well, that's because, you know, shared information. But 100 years ago, that wasn't the case, and you would see the same kind of fashion trends happening in the East as the West and what have you. And so I love these synchronous, you know, behaviors and everything, like we were talking about with the scanners, with Smeg on the East Coast and with John Tyner on the West Coast. And
yeah, we definitely need to talk more about him here in a moment.
There are several examples of sort of like in history where different inventors were working on the same sort of device at one time, and then one of them manages to get to market and get a patent within a couple of weeks before the other, and that kind of thing. So I think it's a great example. You know, guys that have never met each other, certainly they're working, they're working with the same technology, and they have the opportunity, you know, same opportunities are available to all, but it's interesting to see how, you know, different people come up with different stuff. Telephone, I believe, is a good example of that.
We're going to try Kenny one more time. Kenny, the player in Florida, you're back on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? Man, not good. Not good. Kenny, going once. Kenny, going twice. 800-259-9231. Maybe another night, Kenny. Give us a try then. 1-800-259-9231. So back real quick here to the chalking discussion. The federal government deciding to have a war on chalking, apparently, and arrest every single human being that they can catch, possibly, for chalking out front of the federal courthouse here in Concord, New Hampshire. And I'd imagine they'd do the same thing if you chalked out in front of the federal courthouse in Allentown, Pennsylvania, or in any other place where there are federal courthouses, because these are some of the most uppity bureaucrats of them all. The federal government bureaucrats are the angriest. They are the worst. They are the most
They have the least
rude.
Incentive to provide customer service to. They generally don't live in, you know, they'll live farther from their community. They just don't have the same incentives to provide good customer services. A more local bureaucrat, not that they're very good at it either.
No, but the feds are, by my experience, the absolute bottom of the barrel, the worst of the worst, and maybe we can have National Chalking Day or something like that eventually if this this keeps up. Because I can tell you, this is going to, I don't think this is going to go away. Even though in New Hampshire here, it's getting colder as every week goes by. And a month from now, I think these chalking events are monthly.
Yeah,
so
there's not going to be a lot of chalking going on in December 15th.
You don't think so? I bet you're wrong about that. I bet that there are a lot of people going to come out and chalk, because these people have arrested three of our friends now at this point, Mark. And
well,
I don't know, maybe you don't know how these activists work, but they do
tend to be covered in salt and ice.
Yeah, there's a possibility. If it is snowing, it may not be. It all depends. It's been a pretty warm season so far.
Yeah. This last Saturday, it was, 68 degrees? Or 60, yeah, I think 68 degrees.
Yeah, that's the Flatlanders' mistake, the Flatlanders' folly, to suggest that you're going to guess the weather based on what
it was
like
last week.
No,
I know you can't guess the weather here in
okay,
New
guys,
Hampshire.
Okay, guys, back to chalking.
Yeah.
I would like to see two groups. So we have a test case. Some people doing flowers and hopscotch, and some doing words that are hostile toward the state.
I love that idea. See if they target everybody or not. Because
right.
They didn't arrest the 3-year-old girl or 5-year-old girl that was chalking flowers.
Now, wasn't
in the same location, by the way.
Was it exactly the same location? Because I remember Canning was kind of under the awning there. She
it was the same federal
the
building. They were out
right.
From
the little girl was out on the sidewalk where you walk past the building, you know, what one would legitimately call a sidewalk. And whereas Kat was sort
I'm
of
not sure.
In the foyer on the way, the door entrance, like right,
I'm
chalking
sure
right in
that.
Front
I don't
of
know.
And I don't know that's really called a sidewalk.
All I know is these are some uppity bureaucrats, because here in Keene, there was some chalking that had gone on here in Keene. And
that was in a park, so I mean, I
no, actually, the front of the courthouse was chalked, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
I believe there was a blog post about that. It was probably a year and a half ago or 2 years ago at this point, but one time during a Social Sundays event, people left the meeting where we were having our beers, and somebody brought a bucket of chalk, and we all went out and hit the front of the Superior Courthouse. Not just the sidewalk, but the actual front of the courthouse was chalked. I mean, the brick.
Any repercussions?
No, none whatsoever. No, in fact, all they did in that case was, you know, somebody came out at 7 in the morning when the janitor got there or whatever and hosed down the front.
The janitor did?
Presumably. I mean, whoever it would be that would do that job at the courthouse hosed down the front. And that was it. There wasn't even a newspaper article about it. When the local park was chalked by activists, there was a newspaper article about that, a little bit out. outrage, but nothing was done there either. I mean, no investigation was opened, at least not that I know of. No one has been arrested for it, certainly. Maybe they would make an arrest if the cops were there in person. I don't know.
You know, if you're on the sidewalk, then wear and tear from feet, I think, is plays into this. And this is kind of this is part of the issue. So if you're talking about, like, let's say there's something that's a little more permanent than chalk, but not entirely permanent. Not like a permanent marker, but just a marker that'll wear off inside of 2 or 3 months. Right?
Okay.
So would that be vandalism? I mean, either that or some poor janitor.
Well, it's not vandalism.
He's got enough crap to do to have to come out and spray off
too
the...
Too bad. He shouldn't work
really
for a criminal gang.
You're having a hard time with this.
I'm just telling you.
The janitor shouldn't work for criminals.
The verge of vandalism.
Okay. Okay, fine. So, chalk. What if they were to take rose petals and place the rose petals or leaves? We have lots of leaves that have just fallen off the tree.
I don't think you could argue
here
with the leaves.
Could we arrange the leaves to say, blank the state?
Yeah, I think you can. And I think it's all about how the permanency of the medium that you're using. Leaves blow away quickly.
So you guys couldn't stand up and necessarily maybe piss it on the sidewalk, because that would be more permanent than the leaves, because the leaves blow away.
I think it's just gross. I mean, people wouldn't like it. It's all about the court of public opinion, really, right? Like, if you can get away with and what is the public going to discuss?
No, things are either right or wrong. You don't ask public opinion to determine whether or not something is correct or
well,
not.
Well, I will agree with you that things are either right or wrong, and I'll agree with you that public property isn't really owned by anyone. And so, therefore, throwing a Molotov cocktail into an unoccupied cop car is, in fact, not destruction of property in the same way that throwing it through the window of my car is. However, you're not going. It's the same reason that you don't use violence against the state. Not because it's wrong, but because it's inexpedient.
No, I agree with that. There are some things that are more or less effective than others.
Right,
and I don't see what the problem with chalking is.
Right, you don't. But you're like just a little off.
Yeah, I'm a radical. I think it's okay to chalk. Ooh.
And he doesn't move a couch that didn't belong
and
to him.
And I'll encourage other people to chalk, too. Ooh. Yeah, boy, what would happen if this whole country just picked up a piece of chalk and went out in front of their government office and wrote a message? Boy, that'd be terrible.
If so, then you would have won. Then that would be victory. However, what if this whole country saw the chalkings of a few and said, these people need to be hung? And then
I guess I'd get hung then.
Right.
Oh, like the people that dared to board the bus that were... color.
Indeed.
Yeah, a lot of people were against that, too.
It was, but it was the time for it. It occurred.
It's the time
your opinion.
Shock.
It was not, that would not have been your opinion had you likely lived in the South at that time and had been maybe a little racist.
Well,
you would not have thought,
really,
oh, this is the time for this.
Say, what if?
You can only say it's the time for it when you look back on it in history. Oh, yeah, they made the right choice. 800-259-9231. So the chalking, I believe, will continue. It's my understanding there's another one scheduled for next month. We'll keep you in the loop as to what goes on with that. Hour 2 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.